everybody. Welcome back to Classical Guitar Insider. This is your host, Brett Williams. Today on the show, it's Roberto Fabbri from Italy. How about that? He's a great guitarist and was a great guest as well. This is the first one where there were some language things going on, where we had a couple of moments, a couple of misunderstandings. But I think more or less, we had fun. And I think that you can see that. I think you can see that when two musicians get together, we are able to talk to each other about something we love without necessarily needing to speak the same language. You know, we're expressive. We're performers too. I mean, and he certainly is. He's not just a guitarist. He's a performer, and you can see that in his work when you look it up online or whatever you're going to do. The show is sponsored by Savage Classical, as always. Someone I know and love, Richard Sage out there, has been sponsoring the show for years, for like 3 years. So make sure we support him by going out to Bayshore, New York this summer. You can go out there. It's beautiful. You can go to the beach, and then you can go take a look at some guitars. If you like one, you can take them home and tell them that Big Diaper Brett sent you. You know, on with the show. The show today I don't want you to fast forward, because it's a whatchamacallit, it's a pledge drive, so to speak. That's where you pledge your money. It's back from the old days. I mean, I'm old enough to remember it. They'd say, oh, we're getting a call right now. And people would be sitting around at PBS, and the phones would be ringing off the hook. Everybody, there's someone getting so many phone calls, and there's like a personality, usually a tall, skinny guy walking around, you know, it's telling you how important it is to pledge to PBS. And they do it all day long or all week long. And then they'll show you, you know, like a half of a show, like, you know, I don't know, like an Otis Redding retrospective or something. then they'll ask you for money. And in exchange, they'll give you like a T-shirt that says, I donate to PBS, or something like that. And I can't really do that. But if you donate $100, I'll give you all three of my CDs, and you can feel good about what you're doing. I understand that I don't want you to donate that much if you don't have it. But if you can, you'll get all three. That's the LaVita Williams Guitar Duo CD, which is great. That's me and my friend Giacomo back in the day when we were two chubby-faced little cherubs. Not him. He's always had a long Clint Eastwood-like face that I've always wanted, and he's always wanted my straight hair. So that's the LaVita Williams Guitar Duo CD, the Brett Williams Solo Guitar CD, where I play solo work, some of which I've written, and then the Music of Brett Williams, which is me and my quartet that came out in 2015 or something like that. All right, so that's those are three CDs that you can get if you donate $100. To the show. If you donate under that, I know that what the problem is, because I have the same issue with donating. I the problem is with donating now is that people have your email. It's not just a phone number, it's an email. It's not anonymous. It's like impossible to donate with. I think it's impossible. I don't know. You should check with PayPal or Venmo. But here's how you donate. You donate by going to BrettWilliamsMusic.com. That's B-R-E-T, one T in Brett, WilliamsMusic.com. Or you Google Brett and guitar and it comes right up. BrettWilliamsMusic.com. Hit it. Anything other than the homepage. So if you go to the podcast page or anything, I need to fix that. But basically, it's everything but the homepage. So if you click on the podcast section, on the talk section, on the media section, listen, whatever it is. You go to any other page of the website. On the right-hand side, there's a hit for Venmo, which I prefer if you pay through Venmo, because they don't take anything off the top. So I've gotten some pretty big donations, and sometimes they literally take hundreds off of the larger donations. So not them, but PayPal does. Or you can do PayPal, which takes money off. But I understand some of you are more comfortable with that. You might not want to sign up with something new again. So you can do Venmo if you're, you know, that's what all the cool kids are doing anyway, because you can do it. It's easy to do through your phone. There's like, you know, it's very quick and easy, and they don't take any money from you. There's a social media aspect of it, which you can turn on or off, that kind of tells that within the, I don't want to get into it too much. The only thing that's annoying about Venmo is that If you don't turn it off, it will, it won't tell people what you paid, but it'll tell people who you're paying. I know this is scary for the people. Like, I don't want that, but trust me, it's not that big of a deal. It's basically like, it's a lot of it's cute. Like, you know, Corey's girlfriend is paying him for rent, you know, it's stuff like that. Or they don't, so the, or just people will joke about it. They'll be like, you know, I'm paying you, for an eggplant or, you know, for pizza, for dancing, for this, and like, you know, they use emojis. It's all cutesy like that. But the fact is they don't take anything off the top. So Venmo for the older people is what we're doing. It's what the cool kids are doing. Getting to Venmo, PayPal. You know, charges you. So that's not cool. And when you do those extra large donations, you know that, you know, a lot of it's going to Mr. and Mrs. PayPal and baby PayPal, who's enrolling in PayPal kindergarten this year for the first time. So that's Venmo or the PayPals. Now, I know what's going on because I have the same problem, as I said before, where you're afraid that if you donate to me and you don't donate enough, that I'll know and that I'll judge you. And the fact is I will not. And I mean that in all sincerity. I know what it's like to sit there and have to go onto these websites and forget your password. And it's the thought that counts. I know that it's a pain in the ass to go on there. You're like, I don't remember my password. So you have to reset your password every time you do it. It's not fun. But it's a little bit of not fun that means a lot to me, because if everybody had donated a dollar for every download that I've received, and I know how many those are, I would be like a middle class person. I would be able to just do this all the time. I would have better equipment, and I would be in a better apartment with probably a little room that was soundproofed, and things would sound better, and I'd get more guests. It'd be nicer. So the thing is that if everybody were to pay just a little bit for this, and I like this being free for the students and for the kids without any money. Even the students have some money. Let's face it. If you got an iPhone, you know, you've got a very sophisticated device in your hand, you could probably afford a dollar. But, you know, there are, you know, that's mostly for the kids or for those of us that have dedicated our lives to this and literally are totally strapped for cash. I think it's important for people to have access to it. So I don't charge for the episodes so that those people are protected and so those people can be part of the fun. But now that this has been around for several years and we're on episode, I think, 95, maybe 96, that's a lot of material to be releasing for free. And I also know that if I did charge for it, that people might not listen to it. And I like the fact it's important to me that people are able to listen to it and that as many people are listening to it that are listening to it. That was my best sentence of all time. Brought to you by audibletrial.com/insider. For all the best sentences of all time, go to audibletrial.com/insider and get a 30-day free trial or a free audiobook download. I think you can even get both. audibletrial.com/insider today. Anyway, so that's the reality of it. If we can just get everybody to donate a little bit, it'd be great. I will not judge you. Just give a little bit. If you're a college kid, give a dollar. Call up your mommy and your daddy. I mean, you know, come on. You're playing on a very sophisticated instrument. You're listening to this on a very expensive device. You've gotten drunk and given a dollar to worse people than me. Trust me. You know? Remember when you bought that stupid thing at the Renaissance Fair? Remember when you know, and I'm that's not directed at anybody in particular. I want to know that. I love my pumpkin, sweetheart. I'm looking at it right now. It's a beautiful thing. And that was worth every penny. I'm just bringing up the fact that we were very tempted when we were at the Renaissance Fair this weekend. If you're listening, if Caroline's listening, listen, we were very tempted. We went to the Renaissance Fair with my brother and his fiance, and there was so many things that we did not need that we were convinced that it was the coolest thing we'd ever seen. And is this handmade? Yes, everything is made in our shop in New York State. Like, it's good. I'll buy a sword. No, you won't. I like to think I was the voice of reason at the Renaissance Fair. Because literally, you know, there's my girlfriend walked away with a glass pumpkin, which is beautiful and which was made, the glass blower was actually transgender. I don't know. Is this cool for me to talk about? And he said that 25% of the proceeds went to some sort of awareness organization or something like that. And it was really cool because it was at the Renaissance Fair. You know, he's sitting there at the forge. He's a big guy. And, you know, but he's dressed like a woman. But he's got a sort of a gruff voice. And that was his comfort zone. And the kids, they were completely unaware of it. Everybody was still oohing and aahing at everything he did. And he was blowing these little pumpkins made out of glass. And he was showing you how they get the different colors in there. I don't know if you've ever seen glass blowing, but it was really cool. And by the Renaissance Fair, don't judge me for going to the Renaissance Fair, okay? You know that I'm a dork. You know that I read all not all of them, but I read some of the Star Wars things. If you want to go to audibletrial.com/insider, you can get James Lucero's new book called Catalyst, which is a Star Wars book. This guy's an amazing writer, James Lucero. That's what you should do. Go get that for free. It's so well written. The other books, you know, there's all sorts of authors that do these Star Wars things, but this guy in particular is just an incredible writer. There's a lot of poetry in his prose, you know. And the idea of the book is it's talking about Jen's father, so Galen Erso and his journey and all the way he was tricked into building the super laser for the Death Star. Anyway, back to the Renaissance Fair. The Renaissance Fair, it's cool. There's nothing wrong with it. But there were other things that were bought. And actually, Rory and Molly bought a wooden sword and a wooden axe, my brother and his fiancée. And that may seem silly, but they're actually going to take time. They're going to paint them and stuff. I mean, look, we are. Red eat meat eating, whatever you call it. What do you call it? Red blooded American male. You know, I'm angry, and I'm on the bigger side. But you know, the thing is. I think I was. They were going to buy a lot of stupid things. I at least was able to keep them from doing that. I mean, at one point we were talking about getting leather armor. There were a lot of hats and crowns involved in our thing. There were tankards, you know, for us to drink with. That I was able to the $35 leather beer tankards that I was able to keep. Keep our party from buying, what do you call those protective arm bracelets that like Wonder Woman has, made out of leather, that I was able to keep us from you know, caving on. But we did walk away with a pumpkin. Anyway, the thing is that everybody's got a little bit of cash. That's the point I'm trying to make. Everybody has stupid things that they buy. This is not a stupid thing that you're buying. This is important. I think that the kind of dialogue we have here, the way that I'm talking about the instrument, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I'm trying to sell you on supporting this so that we can continue to bring these out. It's important. The casual conversation is important. I love what's going on with the other podcasts. I love that there are so many podcasts going on these days. I love that my friends have started them. I think that they're doing a great job. I should say, guys, with the guys with the podcasts that have occurred since or after this has occurred, I'm really proud of you, especially my buddy Simon over there. I'm really proud of what he's got. This is a different show. This is a different situation. This is a situation where we are trying to connect the guitar to the larger public rather than just giving, you know, a home to the guitar community online, which is what a lot of people are doing, and that's super important. And that's what I'm doing. I hope I do that too. I think I do. But more or less, this is just a place that you can go and listen to two people literally just shoot the shit. I think that it's unique in that. I think it's important that we have that, that we have these archived, these moments where people are laughing and really sincerely having a good time, you know, not just getting interviewed, not just being asked about how to play better or all that stuff that is important and that we need to know, but actually getting a little look into their soul and who they are as a person that's happy, you know. You're getting to listen to interviews with people that I try to make them happy while they're here, and I try to make them want, they have to sit here for an hour in person, you know, and that's what we do. We try to make it where they feel comfortable and where they feel like they can share. There's been a lot of episodes where people have been really vulnerable, and that takes, guys, that takes work. I got to tell you, it's not something, it's something that comes somewhat naturally to me, but, you know, not always. Some days I wake up and I'm not in the best mood and it does become like a job. So if you can help, I would really appreciate it. You can donate. Again, it's Brett Williams Music, BrettWilliamsMusic.com. You go there. You hit the podcast section and you donate on the right. Venmo preferably. PayPal if you can't. You donate as little as you want. As little as you want. It's something, you know, I don't know if you can write it off or not. You're going to have to talk to your tax person about that. But I'm pretty sure you can. It's a donation. Write it off. I'll start doing my tax stuff this year. I'll start separating the donations from everything else. And we will... We'll figure it out. Okay, I do that anyway. Actually, I do that for taxes. I always go like, oh, these are donations to the podcast. Now I don't know how that's. I think I can get tax breaks on those or whatever, but I don't. But you guys can get a tax break on it. I'm almost completely certain. So donate to BrettWilliamsMusic.com, and we can keep bringing these episodes to you. Here is Roberto Fabri.
Animal song. What is? One more time. What's the name of the song?
Don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Yeah. Don't let me be misunderstood. That yeah. one. Right. Why did you choose that?
Because.
Well, because it's a pop song, but it's not that poppy. It's like you did it because you like it.
Yes.
You didn't do it because to get people.
No, no. I like this song, but I remember this song from Leroy Gomez, De Santa Esmeralda, the version of Leroy Gomez in... 1977 around.
Yeah.
Because I was...
What was that? Is it a movie?
No, it's the Santa Esmeralda group with Leroy Gomez.
Uh-huh.
They made a cover of these songs of Animals.
In 1977.
Yeah.
That's when I was born.
And
In 1964.
Yes. Yeah. And I was a young guitarist. And the version of Santa Esmeralda, in this version there are many guitars that play. And I like this version when I was a young guitarist, you know. And now, when the Sony proposed to me to make a video, but with some... very famous songs. I remember the Santa Esmeralda version of these songs, and I won't use this. I won't use that.
So they proposed it.
Yes.
Sony is your label.
Yes.
And they said, hey, you know, to for publicity.
Yes.
We want to do a video.
Promotional one video for the public.
And we want it to be something they already know.
Yeah. I like the idea to take one pop cover for this video.
But
why
you
not?
Didn't do... Yeah, why not is right. But you also didn't do something like Lady Gaga or something.
Yes.
You didn't do that.
Yes.
You did something that actually worked. It sounded like a flamenco song.
Yes, yes. But I like this song. And yeah. I want... some days before that they asked to me for this video, I was in my home and saw the ancient vinyl, LP of this
LP. You call it vinile?
Vinile in Italiano, vinile.
It means long playing?
Long playing. Okay.
Yeah.
Long playing.
Yeah.
Because I have my long playing of when I was young.
And yeah.
I
LP saw, is fine, yeah.
Yeah. I saw this LP. Wow. I must use this.
Yeah. You loved it. You loved it. So that's a song you always like. Yeah. The Animals are a band that, before watching your video, I think maybe a year ago or something, I got on like a little Animals kick with the House of the Rising Sun and stuff like that. And they were so cool.
Yeah.
Those guys were cool.
Yeah.
In the videos. Like, he's not an expressive guy. You know what I mean? Whoever that lead singer is, the good looking guy, he's kind of like just super cool the whole time, just singing the song, dead eyed. Looking into the camera. It's a cool guy. So I understand. Yeah, the Animals are pretty. I think they're kind of like overlooked, but I feel like they were like some greasers, you know, and I mean some tough guys.
But Leroy Gomez of Santa Esmeralda put a like on this video.
Yeah.
Yes, and he wrote...
he did.
Yes.
The hero.
I like this cover of...
the cover of the cover.
Yes. Very, very nice.
So was that a famous thing in Italy, that cover?
Yeah.
So everybody kind of knew that you were covering a cover, too. But it was flamenco-y, his version?
No, it's classical guitar. But in this... Yeah. In my version.
Yeah, your version's very...
I put Capriccio of Paganini inside.
All right. That's what you start out doing. Yeah, right.
Yes, because the story is that one musician of street play classical guitar with a dancer classical.
No? Yeah.
And start with Capriccio number 5 of Niccolò Paganini.
Right.
And the video start with this classical music, not pop.
Right.
At what time arrived some gypsy and start one dwelling from gypsy and the classical guitar.
Right. So you're the lone classical guitarist on the bridge.
Yes.
Taking on this band of gypsies.
Yes.
And the band of gypsies is 3 guitarists.
Yeah.
All of them very amazing. So you have a friendship with those guys. You know those.
Yeah.
What's the name of that little ensemble?
The ensemble is Nexus. Nexus Guitar Quartet.
Nexus Guitar Quartet.
Yes, because I play with they.
Oh, and you were just...
Yeah, we're together. Usually we play together.
Yeah, but you're like, for the purpose, dramatic intent of the video, I'm going to be their enemy for the day.
Yes, this is the initial idea.
You were replaced by
a
dancer.
After that, we start with this dwell.
Yeah.
Where we enjoy in the music and finish that we stay together. Good.
You end up getting together.
Because the music...
The music brought enemies together and made them friends. That's the video.
Yes.
That's it. As far as
but the important that the video was a recording on the bridge in Roma, in the center of the city, the music bridge.
It's called the music bridge.
Yes.
Now, I've been to Rome. I don't remember the music bridge, but
it's
I know a little bit of the layout.
It's new. It's new bridge in the center of the city.
Brand new.
As the name is the music bridge.
Does it connect like the Vatican to the rest of the city or something?
Yeah,
it's one of those.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
What's that river?
To the Vatican, to Parco della Musica, and the Vatican is the bridge.
Yeah. So it's a new bridge that connects
new bridge.
The Vatican to
and,
the rest.
And not so close, but a little bit close. Not so close, but as the music bridge.
The music bridge, because it connects a music place where you work?
because connect the a very important place of music, Parco della Musica.
Parco della Musica.
Esatto.
And is that where your university is?
No, it's a hall, auditorium, the most important auditorium of Rome.
Mm.
There are 3 auditorium that built from Renzo Piano. Renzo Piano is a very important architect.
Renzo Piano in
the world is one of the most important.
And he builds concert halls.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the bridge is the connection with the other side of the Tevere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Close to the Vatican.
All right. It connects the church is once again reunited with music and is
I want to control it again. Yeah, I want displays for the video because it's a funny video, but the place is very important for the message, no, the bridge of the music, mm-hmm. because the music is like a bridge
mm-hmm.
that can connect the people, can you.
Unify the people.
Not the bridge. This is an important the bridge of music that for the connection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This the whole thing works well. So that's the bridge. But I wouldn't have known that. But now I do. So now I'm going to rewatch the video. But as far as that song, is that part of another album? Is that on an album?
Yes, it's for the new album next year.
2018 is coming out. Yes. And what's that album going to be? Is it going to be covers?
Yeah, no, only these are four. Other two or three covers, not small, and because my new pieces, yes.
Your new pieces, new pieces which yes. you write.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you're a composer, guitarist.
Yes.
You gotta be.
The last CD of Sony is Nate Aoki, In Your Eyes. The last CD that I made for Sony Classical mm-hmm. are all my
For Your Eyes.
In Your Eyes.
In Your Eyes. Yeah.
Only my pieces.
Yeah.
Only my composition. Inside there is one concert for guitar and the strings.
Mm-hmm.
And many composition for guitar quartet, solo, guitar and strings, different kind of
wow.
Ensemble.
Now, how did that journey happen where, from what I understand, you're a classical guitarist.
Yes.
You studied classical guitar. That's
yes,
what you did. You didn't study composition?
I studied composition also.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Santa Cecilia, in the conservatory of Santa Cecilia in Rome, I studied in the conservatory and and also composition, but I don't write in a classical mood.
Yeah.
I like compose in take from something pop, jazz, rock, classical, and put it together in a mixing of different style.
And when you do that, what led you to do that? Were you doing that through college too? So you were always composing. When you were composing at the
I forget what I have studied.
You forget. But as far as when you were composing at college, were you composing music that was infusing some pop elements, and was that welcomed by your professor? They were okay with it? Because, you know, like Sergio Assad was talking about how he was really pushed away from composing by his professors because it wasn't, you know, new enough. Or it wasn't, you know, they didn't want him to borrow any popular elements. But you, yeah, you're all about it. And it was welcomed in Italy.
Yes.
In an Italian conservatory.
Yes. I teach in an Italian conservatory.
Mm-hmm.
I teach classical guitar.
Sure.
And don't teach pop or other.
Because that's how you can get a guitar.
One story is my music and what I play and what I like play to the public and around the world. Okay. The other story is when I teach in conservatory, I'm very serious, to be serious, because I teach in the highest level.
The highest level.
Yes. Yeah. And the degree and post degree for the students. And I must.
You're teaching. You have to get them to play the guitar well, and you got some competition guys doing that.
Yeah,
all
yes,
that stuff.
Yes.
So you got to be. Yeah.
Yeah. I have many, many students that won many competition and around the world. Last month, one student of mine, 16 years old, won in Japan the best competition.
The Tokyo one or whatever?
Tokyo.
Yeah, yeah.
Elia Portarena was my student, was 17 years old.
And he won?
Won. The first.
Wow.
In the category without limits.
Oh my gosh, I have to look this up. That's crazy. Is a 17-year-old taking up?
Yes.
Gosh, you just can't win, kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a 17-year-old from Italy out there terrorizing everybody.
But really, I have many, many very good students in conservatory.
Yeah.
Many, many.
Yeah,
Very. Because we have a big tradition about classical guitar in Italy. for many years. For this motive, we have many, many students that of good level.
Oh, okay, so that's
because we start very
young.
Young, very young to study.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys have a musical culture. Mm-hmm. Music, you know, classical music is embraced. It's not something, you know, that you kind of, around here, sometimes I feel like you just got to decide on your own. There's not a lot of pushy parents.
Yeah.
You know, but with you, were your parents musicians?
No.
And were you in Rome?
Painting.
By the way, did you grow up in Rome?
No. They are painting.
Did you grow up in Rome?
Yeah.
You were raised, born.
Yes.
In Rome.
Yes.
Always yes. Rome. All
always
the time.
Rome.
Don't you get
time.
Tired of it? I love Rome. Rome was my favorite city in Italy.
I love also.
Yeah, you love it also.
I can't stay in other place. I love so much to live in Rome.
Yeah. Lively. Yeah. It's fun.
Yes. I live in the center of the city. It's a little bit fun. Yeah. because I like, for example, on Sunday and go out of my home and walking to Colosseum, for example.
Yeah. Yeah, just it's really the best. It's a really, really great city. Like, unbelievable. I would live there.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't think I would live in Siena or something like that. Too small.
Yeah, no.
That's why I live here, because I like the fact that you can change your mind and do something else.
Yes, because it's a big city, not like New York, but it's
But you live near the Colosseum?
In?
You live near, not in it.
Close.
Not inside.
Close.
Maybe you play enough concerts, you work hard enough, you can live in the Colosseum. But as far as you know, you said your mother was a painter?
Yes.
And your father was also a painter?
Also, yes. But for this motive, my mother is a manierista, neo-manierismo, like Caravaggio.
Okay. She's a mannerist? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yes.
Like Caravaggio.
Like Caravaggio.
Mannerism.
Yes.
Am I saying that right? I have a vague recollection of the fact that's what Caravaggio did.
Yeah, yes. she studied in the Accademia in Roma of Arts.
Does that mean she's like a Baroque sort? Isn't that like the elongated, like long Jesus? Am I thinking that right? Like long people?
No.
Is that not what I'm thinking?
No.
I know. Okay. So as far as your mind.
No, for this motive, when I decided to study music for day, it's okay.
They were okay with it.
Well, yes.
They were okay.
With that problem.
Were they successful? Were they, did they make money painting?
Yes. It's okay. We are artists, okay?
Yeah.
You want to study guitar. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
And I started when I was seven years old.
Right.
7 years
old. And do you know who you were with at that point? Who you studied with at 7 years old?
7 years old, I studied with a good teacher, but when I have 12, mm-hmm. I made a big exam for entering Conservatory of Santa Cecilia, and it was very difficult to enter in the conservatory because 100 people tried this exam, and only six enter in the conservatory. In that time, enter with me Alirio Senio Diaz, the son of Alirio Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
Because Alirio Diaz live in Roma in that time, and his son stay in my classroom.
And you're saying, what was his name? Diaz?
Diaz, Alirio Diaz. You know the guitarist of Venezuelan guitarist, Alirio Diaz, the very famous...
I don't, off the top of my head. Maybe I do. But I don't know. Well, how do you spell
Alirio
it?
Alirio Diaz was the...
They're going to listen. They're going to hear how stupid I am.
Very famous guitarist.
They're like, how did
is
you
the,
know
is the student of Andre Segovia. Very, very famous in the world. And he teach in Siena with Segovia.
Oh, okay.
And the son of Alirio Diaz, Alirio Senio Diaz, was a student with me in Santa Cecilia in the same...
So you guys...
And when he made concert or... students' concert in the hall. There was Alirio Diaz, the best, biggest guitarist of that time.
Wow.
Very nice story.
Yeah, it was a good place to study. A lot of guitar, a lot of stuff happening. Did you go to Siena ever?
Yes.
Were you part of the Giglia thing? You do the Oscar Giglia?
Yes.
But
Oscar Giglia studied in Santa Cecilia also.
Yeah.
Yes, so, before me, because before, it's, you, right. before me, yes. But he studied in Santa Cecilia. Yeah. And Alirio Diaz teach before Giglia in Siena.
Yeah, yes, that's what I'm assuming, because he's okay. Like Segovia and him are about the same age.
Segovia
and Diaz.
Diaz and Giglia.
Oh, so that's the way it works.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so Segovia, then there was a... This is like the
Segovia, after Alirio Diaz, after Oscar Giglia, yeah.
Okay, so good. So that's what's going on with Siena. We got it. We got Segovia, Diaz, Giglia.
Yeah.
That's it. And so, but Diaz, did you ever meet him? Or was he too old?
No. Now he has died.
Yeah, you know he's died. But did you meet him?
Yes. Many times. And I went in Venezuela for many concerts in his festival in Carora, in his cities. Yes, yes.
Yeah. And then Segovia, did you ever meet him or no?
I hear Segovia one time when he, in the last concert of Segovia in Roma, I hear Segovia.
Oh, that's a good.
In 1985.
Yeah, because he died 87, right? Something like that. I think so.
No,
1987.
No.
Segovia died.
1987,
he died.
But the last concert in Roma was in 1985, and I hear him, very emotional concert.
Yeah. So. Did he have a big, did you feel,
yes.
You're a Segovia guy?
Yeah, but
yes.
I feel that was a special person, really.
Yeah,
and he's very ancient, but during the concert, it was possible to feel that he was the biggest guitarist in the world.
And you felt it.
Yes,
you heard it,
yes.
And you felt it.
Yes.
As far as your relationship with Oscar, do you still have a relationship with Maestro Giglia?
Well, we know very well from many years, but he's
up there and you're down there.
But he is more is ancient respect. He's a very friend of my teacher Carlo Carfagna, because he's the same age.
Carlo Carfagna.
Carfagna teaching in Conservatorio of Santa Cecilia,
and they're the same.
Is the same age of Oscar Giglia? Yes,
70s, I guess, in this.
Yeah, yes.
But you had said that you have some popular elements in your playing, in your compositions, and like what kind of, I hate asking what were your influences, but really it's like what led you to the decision to sort of do that as opposed to do something a little more traditional, like compose for, classical quartet or something along those lines. Because you play all your pieces,
yeah.
Right?
But for many times I play classical program for Giuliani, Rossignani, Giuliani, poi Bach.
So you mix it up.
Yes,
you play that, and then you also play
the. Right. After that, some composer wrote something for me. Leo Brauer wrote a piece for me.
Yeah.
The name is Cantilenas de los Bosques.
What's de los Bosques?
It's dedicated Cantilena de los Bosques. It's a piece that Brauer dedicated to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Carlo Domeniconi also wrote a piece and dedicated to me, Frammenti per Idra. And
is he back in Italy now, Carlo Domeniconi?
No, in Germany.
He's now in Germany. He was in Turkey?
No, in Germany now.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now he's in Germany.
And I play also this composition dedicated to me from Brauer, Domeniconi, other important guitarists. At my program was a mixed of classical and this new composition. But after that, I started to put some pieces of mine. And at the beginning, 1, 2, 3 pieces. And when the public like my pieces, I put other, and the final I decided to take off. Yes,
right.
Only my pieces.
Right.
And the last 10 years or less.
10 years of you just playing you.
Yes.
Yeah.
My pieces, not other.
Well, I have the same. I have the same experience in that sense that I started doing that too. Three pieces were on my program that I wrote. Three. And they were three on a solo album that I released. And then after that, I was like, I'm just doing me for a while, because that's where the hole is. I mean, everybody's playing all the other pieces. And supposedly we're supposed to be original.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's hard to be original when you're playing the same stuff everybody else is. And if you have the ability to write, why not write? You know? I think all guitarists should try and write.
Yes, because I think it's something different, no? Because
I remember saying
usually the programmers are the same. This is very similar. The same pieces. Yeah. Okay, so I with my ways other way of classical guitar, because at the final my pieces are for classical guitar, not for acoustic and electric.
That's important to me too, is to keep it classical. But as far as you know, moving in that direction for people, I think I remember, you know, years ago when I would say like, oh, I'll never write, that's not what I do, I don't write, I play.
Okay.
And so it took a while to go like, okay, well, just, you know, you try it, you go like, what am I doing, what can I do differently? I think more people should just try and write, you know. And unfortunately, the people who can write, they don't. They write, because they really start making it really.
I went in many festivals. Yeah. I meet many guitarists. Many guitarists componing something for day. No, I saw that many guitarists
they compose a little.
They compose, but they don't use to play in concert. Is the composition. No? Why? I don't know why. Because they don't want the
other
people.
I think they're afraid. I think it's they don't want to be judged.
I know every guitar is there, but I have some are very good composition. No? Why you don't play in concert? Play, you know? So, no, but I don't want to play.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I decided, okay, I play.
You gotta. Life's too short.
For this motive, because I made the first CD with all my pieces was Beyond.
Beyond.
The title, Beyond.
What's that mean? Beyond?
Beyond. See.
Oh, okay.
Something.
Continuous.
Anyway.
Continues beyond. Past the line.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
I'm sorry.
In English.
No, it's great. This is great. This is actually an exercise for both of you. This is because Vladislav was on the show too, and it was like, we were just kind of. You know, is that what you mean? Is that what you mean? It's fine. I mean, it's kind of. Okay. I guess I've interviewed enough people.
And after that, another CD, No Words. No Words. No Words.
Norwalk?
No Words. Words. Words.
I like this. What's it?
Words. Parole.
Norwarts?
Yeah. No Words.
New Words.
Okay.
All right.
And this have a big success in Italy.
Yeah.
And after that, Sony called me that they want one CD of mine.
Interesting. So Sony sees you play your stuff and you get signed.
Yes.
That's a big lesson for people to learn.
Yes,
because if you're just doing what everybody else is doing, it's like I don't think it's going to get you that far anymore.
I went to Sony and they say to me, "Oh, why? Wow, I like so much your CD, No Words."
Your album is called New Waltz.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, jeez. I thought you meant... Okay, this is... See, this for me, this is fun.
Okay.
Okay, so I thought that you
Unfortunately,
said,
my pronunciation is not good.
You're the best. I'm just having fun with it. I thought that you said city, as in a town, in a municipality, like city, like Rome. I thought you said city, and it's called New Warts.
No.
Right, which a wart is like a thing that grows on your finger, like a wart.
Okay, so my first album was Beyond. The second
album, No Waltz.
No Waltz, yes.
The New Waltz. Right.
No Waltz. Did you write it? Without words.
Yeah, No Waltz. Yeah, gotcha.
After that, the second album, Sony called my productor. Yeah. Okay, we want Roberto Fabri for one new album with his composition.
So those two first albums were you released by yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
This is with AJL, other important part. Sony, after the second album, called my producer. Okay, we like this music. We want one CD of him. And I went to Sony to speak with the. She okay, we like you. You can make this one CD like one album like no words for next month.
In a month. So you have to compose it, play it in a month. Yeah. You can't. It's not happening. Did you do it? Tell me you didn't do it.
But it's a little bit difficult because it's another.
No, that's another year.
You can't. Yeah. But. But they put in me a big energy, and in 3 months I made the new album.
3 months.
3 months. Yeah,
so yes. 3 months, you write.
Yes, a new album.
Okay. Because that seems really hard.
Yes, but with the new idea, with the
was
new
it just
pieces.
You playing solo music, or was it a quartet?
No, in the first two albums. Only solo guitar.
Okay.
In the album for Sony, I put guitar and orchestra. Mm-hmm. One concert for guitar and orchestra that I wrote.
Okay, so you had to write for the orchestra in 3 months?
Yeah. I wrote this.
You had to write a concerto. Right?
Six movements. No, it's not so.
Six months.
No.
In three months.
3 months.
Oh my gosh!
The concert is in six movement. Okay. Movement. Mm-hmm. Around 25 minutes.
Six movements.
Six movements. Okay. Yes. 25 minutes.
So the whole thing is 25 minutes.
Yeah.
So 25 minutes of material.
Yes. No, but yes. Only the concert for guitar and orchestra. Mm-hmm.
And then there's other things.
Boy, solo other pieces for solo guitar, mm-hmm. and other pieces for guitar quartet.
What's that called? What's that third album called? The album after New Waltz. Sony album. What's it called?
Okay.
What's the name of it?
In Italiano, Nei Tuoi Occhi, because they want an Italian title. Mm-hmm. But it's In Your Eyes.
In Your Eyes. That's the In Your okay. Eyes. And how do you say In Your Eyes? How you say it in Italian?
Yeah.
In Your Eyes.
Yes. Say very, very good in every in the world because Sony...
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere, yes.
Sony pushes it. Yes. Sony puts the posters on.
Yeah.
When was that? What year was that?
What
year? Like, año? What year was that release?
2012. 5 years ago.
Okay. So, as far as the album releases, when did your first album come out? When?
In 2007.
2007. Yeah. Oh, so you're kind of, okay, so you're relatively,
yes,
you're relatively new.
Yes, in 3 years I made 3 albums. In 5 years, so, 7, 10, 12.
Mm-hmm. And Sony's making the new album too?
Yeah.
That's good. And as far as meeting with Sony and stuff like that, where are their offices? In Rome?
In Milan.
In Milan. So you had to go up to Milan.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Why do you think they're in Milan? It's just as...
Only Milan.
Only Milan.
Yeah.
And that's just because the business is up there?
Yes.
More business?
Yes. Because Milan is...
International business.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a business capital of Italy, right?
Yes.
Do you know Solo Duo up there? Do you ever talk to them? Solo duo, Matteo and
no, solo and quartet.
No, the duo, the group. Solo duo, Matteo.
I know.
Yeah, Lorenzo Michelli.
Yes, hey, I know.
They're Malta. They're not Malta. Milan guys, right?
Uh huh.
They're both North Italy, and you're Southern Italy the whole way. As far as. You know, the way that you... Did you ever play any other instruments or just the guitar?
No, just guitar.
But as far as composing for those instruments, that's something you learned how to do. How did you learn how to compose for the orchestra?
Yeah, but I studied the
orchestration.
Orchestration, but not to play.
Yeah, no, when I studied it, because I studied it too, but it's hard to remember all of it when you start writing, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
When you write... It just kind of goes out and then you have to fix it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You have to fix it. Yeah. So as far as writing for that orchestra, what instruments were in that orchestra?
Strings.
So strings. It was you
only strings. Yes. The concert is only for strings orchestra because it's very good combination with the guitar. strings. And this concert is possible to play also with only strings quartet.
All string.
If you have a strings quartet, it's possible to play. Or with strings strings orchestra.
Right. It's four parts.
Yes.
Four parts being doubled or whatever.
Yes, yes. But for the string orchestra, I had the five part of the contrabasso.
Oh, you added contrabasso.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so
for the quartet, no, it's not necessary.
Yeah, yeah. Just have the cellos. That's it. Have you performed it with the quartet?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I performed this concert in Spain for the first time because the concert was commissioned from a festival Andrés Segovia.
Mm-hmm.
This, and I played this concert from the national TV of Spain.
Uh-huh.
And it was very with the national channel TV of Spain, the second channel of TV of Spain.
It was popular.
Yes, yes.
And did you ever live anywhere else? Did you always live in Rome and nowhere else?
No.
Only Rome.
Rome, only Rome.
Only Rome.
Yes, yes. But I go next week to Paris for other concert, and the week after I will go to Malaga for other concert with the orchestra. And
you kind of live everywhere.
I stay in Roma a few days during the year.
Right. So as far as you feel like you get to visit enough places. You don't need to live other places.
Yes.
What do you think about the United States?
I like so much this.
You
country.
Do?
Yes.
What about New York? You like New York?
Wow. Wow. In these days I work so much because I want to see many plays it's very incredible city. I like so much New York. Yes.
Yeah, and you've been here quite a few times. Yeah. You've been here a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's possible to feel the positive energy and really
I feel that way about Rome. Rome is positive too. Yeah. Well, maybe not, but just the energy.
Yes, but the problem that Roma is not so good for the work. For
yeah.
The work. This is for the work.
I rented
for working because but I with New York is like Milano.
Yeah.
In Italy, okay, for the
Oh, it does.
Work,
it feels that way.
Yes.
And Milano is that way too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I don't like Milano. I don't like Milano.
You don't?
No. I like the sun.
Yeah.
And in Roma, every day of the year, there is a sun.
Yeah, I like the sun over there too.
Yes.
I like
and
warmth.
The sea is very close, and Roma is Roma.
Roma's the
it's
best.
Roma.
I mean, as far as when I was there, I rented the scooter.
Mm.
And, I was zooming around on that. That was fun.
No. I don't like it because it's dangerous for the hands.
Yeah. You fall off that, the first thing you can do is brace yourself with your hand.
No.
So no scooter for you?
No.
What do you drive?
I have a Porsche.
You have a Porsche?
Yeah, a Porsche Cabrio.
Oh, whoa. What are you going to... Because of Sony? Did Sony buy you the Porsche?
Before, because I wrote
now
many...
Now, that's safe enough.
I wrote many books.
Okay.
And
you did. And that's what I noticed. I was, I can't believe we haven't even talked about that. Because when I looked you up... A lot of publications.
Yes,
it seems like that's
lot.
What you've done the most.
Yes,
of.
And the publication like by my Porsche.
Right.
Really.
Which we don't, because it's
I say
it's in Italian.
More than 300,000 copy of one book.
Which one's that?
Is Play the Guitar.
Play the Guitar.
Very
so
simple.
Guitar
so I'm like, yes, very simple for that. It's translated in many languages.
Yeah.
In Spain, in French, in Deutschland, in China.
Not English?
No, the new year in English.
After the new year?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm like, I was
in English.
Yeah.
And
so that's why I'm unaware of it, because it's not here
in
yet.
English and in Arabic also.
Now, well, let's talk about that then. So technique-wise, I mean, you know, you're
I wrote many books. The more popular this that sale more than 310,000 copy is for the children.
Children's books?
Yes. It's a book for the children.
A guitar book or no?
Yes.
So a method?
Method for children. Yes.
A method. And that's it. So right now you have maybe the most popular children's method book out.
Yes.
And that's one way that pays the bills a lot.
But I wrote other, that method for the oldest, for the conservatory also, and very different kind of method for start to play guitar, for the children, for the student of concert, for the amateur.
Yeah.
Different. And I wrote more than 40 books. Mm. Not 14, 40.
40.
40.
That's what I saw, just pages of them.
Whoa.
And they're all guitar books. Are they all guitar?
Yes.
There's no novels?
No.
Well, have you ever written like that? Have you ever written
also
creative?
One book of technical, of scale. And
now, when you write a book about playing scales, what do you say? What do you write?
This is good though. I made something that nobody.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, if there's anything like
the scale are scale, but I put on the these books the CD, an album, with the basis to play on the scale with rhythm and different kind of music, and you can use the scale on.
Oh,
the,
yes. Okay, so you have background music to play the scale over.
From classical to jazz to flamenco, it's a big book.
Oh, I want to do it. That sounds like fun. That's a much more fun way to practice your scale.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what it is.
Yes.
That's interesting. Okay, so that's cool.
And this book I dedicate to the son, when was born, the son of Elliot Fiske, that is my friend, a friend of mine, the daughter of when was born some years ago. I dedicated
the daughter of Zyra and Elliot
Fiske. Yes, yeah. And Elliot used this book also
for her.
For the
well,
students.
Well, she plays piano, I think.
The student.
Oh, it's cool. Oh, wow. Yeah, I got to see. But is that's in Italian, too? That's not in...
No, it's in international, because it's...
Oh, it's beautiful. Because it's scale book.
Yes, because my company is Music Sales. It's international.
What company is it called?
Music Sales.
Music Sales is the name of the publisher.
Yes, it's English publisher.
Okay. Music Sales. English publisher for everything.
Yes.
And as far as what
and is the distributor in America is, I think, is Mel Bay for this.
Mel Bay, that's what. Okay, so the distributor you find it in Mel Bay. And then as far as the children's book, which is international.
Yeah.
So that's in English as well, or no?
No. The new
will be.
Yes,
next
because
year.
By my company next year translated all my books in English. Decided to translate.
When you deal with children, and you're introducing to the music, what decisions did you make about how to approach teaching children guitar? Do you have a lot of experience teaching children guitar?
Yes, but. The first is enjoy in the instruments. In my book, the students can play one song after two lessons.
That's important.
This is important.
What song? What song is it?
Like
Hot Cross Buns.
Yeah. Like this.
Like that. Like exactly like that.
Exactly. This is the third song with three
there
notes.
You go. I love three it notes. With three notes.
Yes.
That's it. Yes. One a penny, two a penny. I love it.
And for this motive, because it's very important.
Big writing?
Yes.
Big notes. So one page, hot cross bun. Next page.
Yes.
I think that's important, too, with the children technique. Is that they get to turn the page quickly. Like they learn something, turn the page. Maybe another color. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like
no.
Achievement-based.
Yes. Yeah. There are many painting, design.
Yeah, paintings. Yeah, drawings.
Yes. Yeah. And for the children.
Who draws the drawing? You?
No, no, no.
Your mom?
No, no, no.
Your dad?
No, 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 no. Yeah. And it's important that the children can play immediately.
Yeah.
And in this, there are one CD also inside with the basis for play with the students.
Yeah.
He put the music and he can play with the, so he enjoy more in the,
yeah, yeah,
in
yeah,
the music. Yes.
Ah, that's good. That's
and
good.
The important is that they can play immediately. If they play immediately one song, two song, three song, wow. After that, they play some songs. I put another notes, other songs.
Yeah.
Another notes, other songs.
But the songs have to be
yes.
fun to play.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Very practical.
Yeah. A lot of those. A lot of those method books have, children's method books have like maybe one hot cross buns. But then a lot of it is the music isn't always that good. It feels like you could make better music. But you're a composer. Do you compose songs for the children too?
Also,
to play?
But in the second books.
Yeah.
For the beginning, I prefer the famous themes.
Right.
Because
right.
The
Twinkle Little Star.
Yes.
All that stuff. Do you write any books for older children?
Yes.
So, like high school kids, stuff like that?
Yes, yes.
And those don't have Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
No.
Those have maybe more original compositions.
Yes. Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
All right, I like that. So,
so
there's beginner books for kids, then there's beginner
yes.
books for the older kids.
Yes. Older
yeah,
kids is
that's
a guitar,
what we need
guitar
over here.
Master. Guitar Master is a book of 250 pages.
Very, oh, right. Very,
and I put my composition, I put the didactical composition of Sors, Sagreras, Carulli.
Right.
And some composition of the new composer, duo, technical scales, many, many, many things.
That's great stuff. As far as, you know, Michael and Laura, how did you meet them? Because now you're at the Manus Festival. You played with Gohar Vardanyan.
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet her? She's a young player, you know, young American.
I don't
well, not,
know
I mean,
before,
I mean,
yeah, yeah, before now. I don't know.
Oh,
she,
you were just put on the same, you just were brought together, the two of you? You and Gohar Vardanyan,
yeah.
who you played with on Thursday.
No, she played before me.
Oh, she played before you?
Yes,
she
yes.
opened for you?
Yes.
Oh, Okay.
I can't hear because
the way it's written on the program, it says you guys play together.
No.
So
together.
That's why I keep bringing her up because I'm like, how do you guys know each other?
No.
That's okay. I get it. Oh, no.
It's two concerts in the same night.
Right. That's
she
what they do
before
here.
And I play after.
That's what they do. It's a great fest. And Michael and Laura, how do you know them? Michael, the people who you know run the festival here at Manus. How do you know them?
No, this festival is very, very. I know many people from this festival. For example, Vladislav Blakla.
Yeah.
Blakla, because I was in his festival, like to play in his festival.
He had a great concert last night.
Yes, well, great concert is a very good, good concert is, and a friend of mine, a good concert is. I to take some master class in this festival, and I saw many good students from Manus also.
Yeah.
The very, very good level.
You like the level?
Yes, I like the level. I like the
How
level
does the level
student.
Compare to
yes,
Italy?
Yes. No, very, very good, really.
I think the level of guitar is going up. It just keeps going up and up and up and up and up.
This is true. Now the level is very high in everywhere.
Yeah,
no,
right.
But I saw that the level of the students from Manus is very, very good.
Oh, it's good. It's good. When is your master class? Has it already happened? You have a master class?
Yesterday.
When do you teach it? Today?
No, yesterday. And 2 days before also. I made two master
Today class. Is Vladislav.
See, today is a Vladislav.
Well, I mean, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about before we go? Is there anything else going on?
It's stato a pleasure to meet you, Brett.
Yeah, no, it's
and
fun.
Stay in New York because for my first time in New York, I never been here.
Oh, I thought you'd. Okay, so you've never been to New York.
No, I play many city of USA, but in New York, no, it's my first time.
Yeah, it's a tough nut to crack. Yeah, it's a tough city to break into. So you played all over the U.S., but you haven't played in New York.
No, no. I played many times in Miami, Detroit, San Francisco, and Portland. But New York is my first time.
Well, good. So you love it.
Yeah.
Exciting, right?
Yes. Very.
Oh,
very.
Man. Well, good. So what's your plans now? What are you going to do? You're going to go get some lunch? What are you up to? To walk around?
Yes. Yeah. Now I want to see other because I just visit many places.
Yeah.
And Empire State Building. I was on the Empire State Building yesterday.
Yeah. Empire State Building. Right there. Yeah, yes. There's the big guy.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Yes. And I like this city really. Yeah. Really. And never sleep.
No, yeah, it doesn't really sleep. No, that's right. I got to get some sleep. I don't sleep enough. All right, Roberto. It was great having you on. Thanks so much for joining us.
Grazie. Thank you so much.
Grazie.
All right, guys, thanks so much for joining me and Roberto. I liked that interview a lot. Unfortunately, we don't have anything from him audio-wise. You can always go to his website. He has plenty of stuff on, you know, on YouTube you can take a look at too. But I don't want to lift that stuff because he's with Sony. And it seems to me, just based on the thing, that they might not like me playing his music at the end of the episode. But either way, make sure you check him out, okay? I'll see you guys next time. I'm not too sure who it will be or when it will come out, but I'll try and bring it out as soon as I can. Bye.